We'd like to welcome everybody here for our Children's Sunday School Christmas program. Little chaotic at times. I've never done anything like this, but Pam pulled Sue and I through it. So we want you to sit back and relax. And this is supposed to be our park, so if I could sit in the park with God, I would thank him for giving me today and eternity. So let's remember what Christmas is all about. And the other thing we're going to do is have the offering first. So the ushers will come around and collect your offerings so that they can count the money and count how many people are here. So we're going to break a leg, aren't we, kids?
Returning guests to our live nativity won't need reminders. New guests, please follow instructions. Park at your own risk. Do not park on the grass. Handicap accessible parking is available near the stable. Buses and taxis have 5-minute access to the bike lane for disembarking passengers. Do not hit bikers. Drive-through nativity viewing is recommended. Adjust your car radio dial to 1620 AM to hear Christmas music and the Bethlehem story. Hot chocolate and cookies are available for purchase in the village in Kosk. Watch for small children. Do not feed the animals. Highways mark places where important events took place, ensuring future generations never forget the event. Our old town erected a unique historical marker. Jesus' stable on this site about 4 BC, absolutely nothing happened. However, in Bethlehem of Judea, 5,916 miles from this spot, Jesus, God's Son, and the Savior of the world was born. You can take that to the bank. Erected by the Old Town Historical Society, the Old Town National Bank, and the people of the Christian community. Walk with me and notice we are in the old section of our village square. We decorate for a happy season every year. The resident of our old town build the humble stable where Jesus was born. People young and old participate. When I was a tiny tot, I played a sheep, then a shepherd, then I graduated to a wise man, and finally I became the climber, angel who topped the stable with the Star of Bethlehem. Now that was a big year. I still have the picture in my photo album. My halo was just a little crooked, the ladder just a little shaky. This year, I'm honored to be the narrator, the storyteller. I painfully announce that someone has stole baby Jesus. Our old town forefathers celebrated the story of Bethlehem ever since our town was established. Every year, we have displayed the very same baby in the manger. Over the year, our baby has become cracked and a bit shabby, but we don't care. People come from every corner of the country to see that baby. He's gone, disappeared. It feels in our heart like someone is stealing Christmas.
Did you Baby Jesus is missing? Impossible.
Dear, I heard it clearly. Someone stole baby Jesus. I am shocked, shocked, I tell you. Who would do such a thing? Why, it's unheard of. We cannot begin Christmas without that baby. Stop the live nativity.
Shh, sweetheart. Calm yourself. Remember your blood pressure. I can fix this. Stay here. Try to stay warm. Baby, it's cold outside.
I'm so cold. We walked all the way from our house to the village square, and now Christmas won't happen. Stealing Christmas is just mean.
Get over here. This is your fault. How could you let this happen? Do you see that woman crying over there? My wife depends on that baby being in that manger every single year. That baby is Christmas. Do something. Find the thief.
My fault.
Before we freeze.
Oh, my fault. How can this be my fault? I showed up with my script. All the nativity people are waiting behind the stable like every year. The animals are unloaded from the truck. I'm not taking blame for this.
Well, I am calling the police. We are filing a formal missing baby report. You should have thought about that too, unless, did you steal Christmas?
A narrator stealing Christmas? What is this world coming to?
No, it wasn't me. I'm just a narrator.
Welcome to the manger, children. It's so exciting to come to the live nativity before everyone gets here. We'll get to see baby Jesus first. Look in the manger. The baby is missing? Where can he be? Is Jesus lost? Did someone steal him? Let's go find your moms and dads and tell them that baby Jesus is missing. They will be surprised.
I-1-1 call for a police officer. What's going on here?
Old Town Live Nativity is ready to begin. Someone stole the baby. People are upset. The show cannot begin without baby Jesus.
I see. And where were you when this supposed thief was stealing Christmas? Nobody steals Christmas on my beat.
You can't steal Christmas, the best time of the year. You can't steal Christmas, it's filled with too much cheer. can't steal Christmas. It comes back every year. You can't steal Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la. Can't steal Christmas. There's so much joy it brings. You can't steal Christmas. So much it makes us sing. You can't steal Christmas. Can you hear the church bells ring? You can't steal Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la la, fa la la, fa la la la. It's filled with too much cheer. You can't steal your Christmas. It comes back every year. You can't steal Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
You look suspicious to me. I have my handcuffs here someplace.
Handcuffs? Wait, I didn't steal the baby Jesus. I'm the narrator, the storyteller. Why would I steal the baby?
I'm asking the questions here. You tell me. Stealing Christmas is a serious offense in this town that will earn you a hefty fine and Christmas Day in jail.
Christmas Day in jail? That is cruel and unusual punishment. Listen, we can work this out.
Blah, blah, la, 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 la. No bribes. I didn't hear that. Honest cop here. I bought my own donuts. So you did steal Christmas. Guilty. I knew it!
No, I mean, I will work undercover and find the thief. That baby Jesus doll is a tradition. It is old and fragile. Everyone loves that baby. That's all I meant. I don't even have any donuts.
Yes, I'm certain that's exactly what you meant. Quit looking so guilty.
The crowd is gathering. Cars are lined up to see the show. I'll keep the program going for the sake of the old town's Christmas. You, find that baby.
Right. Hey, stop. This way only.
Story is in the park reads much like a newspaper headline. Worldwide publishers would create a huge second coming banner stating, Messiah arrives safely, mother and child doing well. I'm afraid our local news headline in the morning will be live nativity in chaos, baby Jesus missing. Or worse, live nativity narrator suspect in live nativity theft. We have no choice but to carry on and hope no one notices the empty manger. No matter what anyone tells you, I did not steal the baby. I did not steal Christmas. In 1 BC, folks shouted good news from the person to person, street to street, town to town. No telegraph, no telephone, no television, and no Twitter. The unlikely town cries near Bethlehem with straggly shepherds passing on information from an unlikely source, the angels. Yeah, right, so they say. Who is going to believe that? Turns out millions of people around the world, generation to generation, believe those angels and shepherds. That's why a baby boy born in Bethlehem is good news.
The park looks beautiful. The town crowd is gathering to see Jesus' birthday story unfold. Angels always come first to tell the shepherds that Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus are safe and humble in the stable of Bethlehem. Angels are God's messenger. That's us. Are you ready to shout God's good news with your wings lifting high?
Yes.
There were shepherds camping on the hillside with their flocks of sheep. They set night watches over the sheep. Suddenly, there were angels. The shepherds were really afraid, but the angels said, don't be afraid. We are here with good news. A great and joyful thing happened. This is for everyone around the world.
This is for everyone around the world.
A Savior has just been born in Bethlehem. Look for the baby in the blanket in the manger. Glory to God and peace on earth. Okay, let's go home. No, I meant you don't have to repeat that. I meant let's go back to heaven. Oh, yeah, stay here. Shepherds, follow me. Look, angels from heaven. Did you hear their song? Did you hear their message of good news?
Angels from heaven, they're real.
I fell down and hurt my knee.
Quick, complaining, this is really big.
We have to find baby Jesus.
Somebody stole baby Jesus and caught it on the news.
Let's get to Bethlehem and see what the angels are talking about.
The Bible says that the shepherds ran to Bethlehem, found Jesus, and then told everyone about God's gift, the angels' message, and that they had personally found Jesus in the manger. We have an important message. No one can steal Christmas. Let's go with our good news from God.
The manger looks so empty. We must find that baby and bring him back to Mary and Joseph. You say it too. Find the baby, find the baby, find the baby.
Find that baby now. We don't know what's up, babies and stuff. Find that baby now. Find that baby now. Find that baby now. Good news, can't wait, we can be late. Find that baby now.
Find that baby, find that baby, find that baby.
Our Father in heaven, all praise to your name. Your kingdom among us, your will done the same. O'er mortals and angels, come, Lord, reign alone. Oh, hear us and bless us from heaven's high throne. The bread that we yearn for, provide us each day. As we forgive others, our sins take away. In times of temptation, to lead us be near. From evil, deliver your children most dear. For yours is the kingdom, o'er all things you reign. And yours is the power, all things you maintain. To you be the glory resounding again from all of creation forever. Amen.
As you can see, the show goes on. Baby Jesus is still missing. So far, the only people to notice cannot do anything about it. Cars are driving past the park slowly. Children are taking their Christmas nativity parts seriously. Organizers are in chaos, even though they had one full year to prepare. Soon, the entire living nativity gathers in hope that baby Jesus will return. The entire town sighs, a Christmas is here. Breathe before they move along their merry way. Personally, I'm a little chilly. I'm also a little worried that I may be blamed for stealing baby Jesus. Handcuffs are not a great outfit accessory for anyone. Spending Christmas in jail is not fair. Not fair, I say. Just for the record, I am innocent. I did not steal the baby. I did not steal Christmas. Has anyone in the audience discovered our stealing Christmas thief? No? Well, keep looking. He has to be here. And you know what they say, confession is good for the soul. King David once asked God to pardon my guilt, O Lord, for it is great. Same thing. I think the thief could be any one of you. Look to your right, look to your left. Look deep in your hearts. You all look guilty to me. Let's see where we are in the script. Ah, yes. Act 2, Dancing with the Stars of Bethlehem. Here's our Old Town version of the Wise Men and Stars.
Are you smiling? Everybody smile.
I will not smile, twinkle, and dance at the same time. I'm here, and that's as much as I agreed to do this year.
Car coming, wave and smile. Somebody stole baby Jesus. The wise men will be here soon, except exceeding to find a baby king. What are we going to do?
We are going to twinkle just like our teachers told us to do. Everyone waves the stars and does a crazy dance move. And any dancing and or twirling will do.
Number 6. Stealing the baby Jesus is just like stealing Christmas. It's wrong, just wrong. I love Christmas.
Car!
Everyone leave.
Turn.
The one who has been born king of the Jews.
We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
When King Herod heard we were coming, he was upset, and all Jerusalem was upset.
No, I really mean it. Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Baby Jesus is not in the manger. He's missing.
Missing? We traveled all this way and Jesus is missing?
Someone stole baby Jesus. Give me a break. You only traveled from 4th Street.
Impossible. Baby Jesus has been at our town's living nativity every single year since I was born.
Shh. Maybe no one will notice. Play along, present your gift, and say your line. I bring gold. Jesus is the king of the kings.
I bring frankincense. It is sweet. Its sweet aroma reminds us to worship Jesus.
I bring myrrh. This funeral perfume shows Jesus will suffer and die. We bring these gifts from east of Israel in Arabia.
Stealing Christmas is not fair. Not fair at all. Let's find the thief and make them give baby Jesus back to the manger, back to our town. Go home a different way and tell everybody what happened.
Follow me. We have a lot of work to do. Our stable has to be ready in a few minutes for the arrival of extremely special guests. Trust me, it will be heavenly. Get it? Heavenly?
I'm not cleaning up after the cows. I will dust cobwebs. That's what I will do.
I will sweep the floor and scatter fresh hay. I'm good at that. Who is coming? Are we sprucing up like this is a Holiday Inn? This is just a stable, a barn, a cave. The only person who comes here is me. I'll tie the animals in their stalls and put feed in the manders, which, by the way, needs a little carpenter work.
You work with the cows. You dust the rafter cow beds. You sweep the floor and stack fresh hay. I'll repair the manger. A young couple showed up. They've searched Bethlehem. Every inn is filled. I told them my house is very, very, very good house. But there's no room, no corner left to rent here either, except this animal barn. They could stay. Yes, fast enough.
She's going to have a baby any minute. Are you sure you want them in our barn? Sounds like a lawsuit to me. Send them on their way.
Let's give it a try. We are a great experienced hospitality team. Holiday Inn has a nice ring to it. A baby will be born right here. We will be famous all over the world. We can do it.
We can do it. We can do it. We can do it.
I hear you. We'll take on the challenge. With all the other guests in the house, no one goes home tonight anyway. Somebody tell Joseph and Mary they are welcome as soon as we tidy up.
I used to think Bethlehem was a tiny, dusty village where nothing happened. There are so many strangers here tonight. I think life might change forever. You never know.
You never know why people may be talking about Bethlehem and our holiday in thousands of years from now.
Wouldn't that be something?
Each evening from December to December, before you drift to sleep upon your cot, think back on all the tales that you remember of Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Ask every person if he heard the story, and tell it strong and clear if he has not, that once there was a fleeing wisp of glory called Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Where once it never rained till after sundown, by 8 a.m. God's baby boy was born. Don't let it be forgot. That once there was a spot for one brief shining moment that we known as Bethlehem.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. This is all wrong. Where are my cat? Where is my cats? The cars are lined up along the park. The lights are lit. Angels are in the trees. I think animals are tied in place. We are ready, people. I have a mess on my hands. No one will come to this table unless the thief, that rascal, returns our baby Jesus. Who would do this? The mayor asked me to be this year's manger manager. I was honored. How hard could it be? I made phone calls. Check. Found costumes, check. Arranged schedules, check. Advertised, begged folks to help, check. Cleared the streets, check. Arranged a snack kiosk, check. One thing goes wrong, no baby Jesus, no Christmas. Somebody did, steal Christmas, the whole town is upset, I failed. Nobody can steal Christmas, Jesus said. The thief only comes to kill, destroy, to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Joseph 10, chapter 10, verses 10. Jesus said he came. I believed it. Our whole town gets to tell about the day he came. We will be brave. We will be true. We will not let anyone steal Christmas. So the person who is trying to steal Christmas, bring baby Jesus back to the manger. A town gives will remind us that Jesus arrived safely. Mother and child are doing well. Dancing with the Stars of Bethlehem is delightful. And what happened in Bethlehem doesn't stay in Bethlehem.
From Luke 2, so Joseph went to Nazareth and up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in the manger because there was no room in the inn.
Jesus. So let's make sure that Jesus is home for his special celebration. That's my good girl. Now let's go. We're going to celebrate. Jesus is home for Christmas.
Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
The voice of him crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make it straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill made low, the crooked straight, and the rough places plain.
And glory to the Lord shall be revealed, and flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
For upon us a child is born, unto a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called
Wonderful
Counselor,
the Mighty God,
the Everlasting Father,
the Prince of Peace.
There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid.
The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David Christ the Lord."
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them, and gently lead those that are with young.
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? Numbers 23:19.
God's promises have lasted from before Bethlehem, after Bethlehem, until the day and on and forever. Count on those promises imprinted on your hearts from here to eternity. So there you have it, a small town filled with ordinary people. It is Christmas, not just any Christmas, but the present of God in a baby boy Christmas. From the beginning, our small town was intent upon telling God's Christmas story from here to eternity. Then, when our baby disappeared, the unthinkable became thinkable, stealing Christmas. Believers' hearts were broken, and time stopped. Plans were interrupted, people gathering without purpose. The park was lit, but the living nativity meant nothing without Jesus. In the midst of our chaos, we discovered the simple, childlike answers was in the heart of a child. God is love. He loved the world so much that he sent his only son, so that anyone who believes in him will be saved and will never, never die. That's why I love him. That's why our innocent little thief loves him. Every time you see a heart, remember God's love. There is a time and place beyond us that is unknown. It is as vast as a space, as timeless as eternity. It is God's new covenant plan to rescue his much loved people. We are those people. All the generations before us and all the generations to come are privileged to know that God's great love through his only son, Jesus, baby Messiah, Emmanuel, son of man, risen Savior. Our small town hearts are filled with thankfulness every Christmas. It would never happen without God's son in a manger in a humble, dusty village called Bethlehem, where faithful, ordinary people said, "We've been waiting for you, Jesus. By the way, I told you I did not steal Christmas."
So the good news this Christmas season is that Jesus is with us. Jesus is here. He's among us. And he gives us a choice today. There's an invitation being extended to each of us to receive him into your hearts. So would you bow your heads and pray with me as we close this Christmas program? Lord, we thank you for the love that you sent down at Christmas. We thank you for the joy that it brings our heart as we've been able to see that you are indeed real, that you are among us. You are Emmanuel, God with us. But Lord, we know that for some of us, we haven't made that decision yet. And so we come now and we just say this prayer aloud together. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept your forgiveness. And thank you for dying on the cross. I invite you to be Lord of my life. Thank you for entering in and being a part of my life. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, let's give the volunteers and the children, those that made this possible this morning, a great big round of applause. Thank you for joining us.